A few dozen students are doing what teenagers do, laughing and taking selfies before settling in for the day-long conference at Metro Wellness in St. Petersburg. Counselors at the event were arming students with information, like how to come out to family and what to do if you're bullied at school.
Even if you went and verbally told a teacher or you went and verbally told an administrator, that's a report. It's up to them to put it in. That way they can investigate and find out what's going on.
It's hard enough to be a teenager, and according to a report by the Centers for Disease Control, LGBT students are 3 times as likely to have missed school because of bullying, and more are at risk for depression. That's often been the case for 14-year-old Gabriel Troach of Pinellas Park. When asked about being teased for being gay, he alternated between swagger and sensitivity and says sometimes it doesn't bother him too much.
When they say something mean, I spin it around because I'm usually always the happy kid.
And then there are times when being singled out for being gay is too much. After his parents got divorced and his father disowned him, the teenager says his 6th grade teacher looked out for him, kept notes on his moods. But
a class full of people who were known to make fun of gays, they were saying, if you're so depressed, you should go kill yourself and you're an abomination.
Gabriel says he's doing much better now that he's met kids like himself, and he's been taking notes at the conference, which was hosted by the Gay, Straight, Lesbian Education Network. He says he's going to use them to help his mom understand what he's been going through. And advocates point to GLSEN's latest National School Climate Survey as encouraging. In schools with a policy protecting LGBT students, reports of anti-gay physical harassment in schools was reported at its lowest level ever. And LGBT students in schools with written policies were less likely to hear homophobic remarks, about 44% compared to about almost 68% in schools with no policy.
Sometimes it sounds the other way, but that's just because the opposition is so loud.
Laura Jane Ritas is co-chair of GLSEN Tampa Bay and oversees the Gay Straight Alliance Club at Riverview High School in Hillsborough County. She says there is more acceptance at schools, but like many members of the LGBT community, she worries about what the Donald Trump administration will mean for her students.
A lot of kids are scared. Our message is we just want them to know they're not alone.
In February, the president rescinded an Obama-era directive ordering schools to allow transgender students to use the restrooms that align with their gender identity. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the matter was best left to state legislators and local governments. But not all Florida school districts are on the same page when it comes to the needs of LGBT students.
Only 1/3 of school districts in the state of Florida have a harassment and discrimination policy that does include sexual orientation and gender identity.
That's Dee Palazzo. She heads up the Safe and Healthy Schools Project for the advocacy group Equality Florida. Since last August, it's provided LGBT awareness training for nearly 2,000 principals and district leaders. The former LGBT coordinator for Broward County Schools, Palazzo, co-authored the district's Gay Youth Support Guide and says the goal is to bring that training to all of Florida's 67 school districts. Teacher Laura Jane Ritas says kids are also stepping up.
Students themselves are helping to make sure their schools are a safe environment, that it doesn't matter who you are, what your orientation is, your gender, you're going to get your education.
And without, she says, having to feel threatened. I'm Kathy Carter in Tampa.